is different from our understanding from the world perspective. So this morning we are looking at fruitfulness. And before we go forward, I would like to ask us, what do we understand by being fruitful as a Christian? I want everyone to participate in this important topic, because there will be opportunity for us to ask questions, and so that we'll be able to understand it more. What do we understand by being fruitful in the kingdom of God? Praise the Lord. To yield, multiply in what aspect? In the word of God. To yield, God wants us to multiply. What you are saying is that God wants us, God, to take us from grace to grace. You know that every time we yield to the word of God, that is fruitfulness. Praise the Lord. Any other person in the house? Okay, I think that is it, you know. When we talk about fruitfulness in the kingdom of God, it's talking about us being, you know, we come together, God speaks to us through different ways, by the people of God, ourselves, the Holy Spirit, the word of God speaks to us. Our ability to yield, our ability to put self to death and yield to the word of God, to follow what God says completely, that is being fruitful in the kingdom of God. And God will make us to be fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's quickly look at our text, which is John 15, verses 1 to 12. I want somebody who is a very fast reader to read for us. John 15, verses 1 to 12. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. If you look at where we have read, you know, what the Bible is telling us this morning is that we have to, Christ is divine and God is the vine dresser. So what he's saying is that, you know, the vine dresser care for the branches to make them fruitful. The branches are all who claim to be followers of Christ. You know, the fruitful branches are the one who are the true believers. The one that allow Christ to reign and to take residence in their life. The one that, you know, allow God to come first in everything they do. You know, the one that, you know, we let God have his will, even when sometimes it can be very difficult. That is it. And that is the call that God has called us to do. You know, when we look at it again, the word abide means to dwell, to take up residence. You know, we should allow God to reside in our lives, in everything we do. You know, just like the vine is the source of nourishment and wealth for the fruit. So Jesus is our source of life. He wants us to bear more fruit. We should allow him, you know, to prune us so that we'll be able to bear more fruit by obeying his word and studying his word and pray. You know, when the Bible says that we can do nothing apart from him, he wants us to lean on him, trust him, and rely on him. Sometimes we may think that because we have done many things, you know, we have done many things on our own by ourselves that we can do it, that we don't need God's help. I can tell you that we need his help. That's why it's very important that if we want to succeed in anything we do, we should invite Jesus, no matter how small it may be, no matter how difficult it may be. You know, we have to, if we invite him to everything we do, you know, his presence will eliminate some of the struggle, some of the obstacles that come our way, and God will help us in Jesus' name. That's why it says, without me, we can do nothing. Praise the Lord. So it's a very important Bible verse in the Bible. It's a very important passage in the Bible for us to grow in our Christian race. We're going to quickly look at the memory verse. You know, the memory verse, we are going to meditate upon it throughout this week, because the person who will be teaching next week is going to be asking us. So we have to, when we are driving, when we are by ourselves, read it again and meditate and ask God to help us, because it says that without him, we can do nothing. Praise the Lord. Can we quickly go to our memory verse, which is John 15:5. Are we all there? It's very important that we are all there. Can we read together? Praise the Lord. Can we take it again? So that will be our assignment for this week. Before the Sunday school finish, we should try to look at it again, because I'm going to be asking some of us to recite it. So we are quickly going to look at our manual here. You know, there's no point, just like I've said before, if you look at where we have read, there's no point planting a tree or even flowers. Can we see the flower here if we don't expect anything to come out of it? Every Friday or every day, somebody will have to take this plant out here and water it. This morning, we saw somebody quickly brought it in. Because why? We are expecting it to continue to be green. We don't want it to wither. If you look at some of the leaves of this one, some of them have started changing color. Because maybe one or twice, we left it here. We didn't take it out. So the same thing God is expecting from us. He wants us to bear more fruit in our Christian walk with him. Each time we hear the word of God, he wants us to run with it. You know, there's no point planting, watering our garden without you expecting anything. There's no point buying fertilizer every time, paying for people to come and do your garden for you, and you are not expecting it to be green, even in a hot summer. So the same thing applies to us today, and God will help us in Jesus' name. God expects us to bear more fruit. You know, God does not want us to remain where we were. You know, the day we gave our life, God wants us to progress in our walk with him, to increase in every aspect of our area, you know. Just like, you know, we know that it is the vine, you know, that give fruit, that help the branches to grow. They derive their nourish from it. So the same thing, the word of God will help us to grow. That is where we derive our nourish. And when we come to the church like this, we hear the word of God, it will strengthen us. It will help us to go out there to do what God has called us to do. You know, if you are not expecting to get any fruit from any plant, then there's no point laboring, watering it. So it's of no point. So God will help us to be more fruitful in Jesus' name. You know, somewhere along the line, you expect to get some fruit, or you will consider that work has been in vain. You know, if we are not making progress, what we are saying, the work of God on the cross of Calvary is in vain. His work will not be in vain in our lives in Jesus' name. Can we quickly look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 10? Matthew 3:10. Why we need to be fruitful. We are still on that point. If you are there before me, you can please read. If we have our manual with us, we should go ahead and look at the Bible passage and open our head. So that Praise the Lord. We can see from where our brother has read, John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus, compare people who say they believe God but don't live, you know, the word, you know, who just confess Christ with their mouth. It's called their unproductive tree, and they will be cut down. We will not be condemned in the kingdom in Jesus' name. We are expected to be productive in whatever area, you know, every area of our life. God is expecting productivity, and God will give us the grace in Jesus' name. So this, in the same line, let's look at Matthew 3:8. The same Matthew 3:8. Praise the Lord. What he's saying here is that, you know, the fruit, we should bring forth fruit that is meant for repentance. You know, we have to see the fruit of repentance in our life, not just the religious activity, not just coming to church. We have to, our conduct have to back up with the word of God. You know, when people see us, they should see Christ in us. Without even opening our mouth to tell them we are Christian, people should see the fruit of Christianity in our life, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, we are not going to read John. This is the same, it's still talking in the same vein, that we should be productive in the things of God. You know, another measure of fruit is how much of our self will is relinquished in allowing God to lead us. You know, sometimes if you look at the Bible, I think the Psalm 16, it says that we should, you know, if you promise to do something even when it's hot, that you should still do it. You know, God wants us to be dead to self. You know, we have to allow God to reign in our life. No, whatever the word of God says, sometimes it can be very hard, but God is still asking us this morning to do it. You know, each time we yield ourselves to the word of God, there's always a blessing ahead of us, but sometimes we look at the immediate gain and we refuse to yield to the word of God. God will give us more grace in Jesus' name. Say, we grow in maturity spiritually as we do this and other things that show God we mean. It showed God that we mean business and not just lip service. If you look at the book of Titus chapter 2 verses 11 and 13, can we quickly open it? The summary of the Bible passage, because of our time, is that, you know, God has given us the power to live the Christian life. You know, God has given us the power that comes from Jesus Christ to live and do goods. And if we call upon him, that is why where we have read says that without him we can do nothing. If we're not asking God to come into our situation, it means we'll not be able to progress. Even those things that we think our head knowledge can do, we still need God, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, praise the Lord. Just like I said before, that God has given us the power to live the Christian life. What we need to do is just to ask him, because we have to still invite him. Though he knows what we are going through, but he still needs us. That's why he said without him, we can do nothing. We look at the next paragraph. It says, a further view of this relates to the analogy of the fruits. Just as the apple tree, for example, bear apple as its fruit, so other Christians are the fruit of a Christian. This, of course, is only done by abiding in him. Just like we said before, you know, that we have to abide in him. If we detach ourselves from him, then we will not be able to get anything from him. We are not going to get anything to nourish our soul. We are not going to get anything to nourish whatever the situation we are going through. We are not going to be able to get the word of God. So we have to stay close to him. We have to acknowledge him as our Lord and our Savior. We have to acknowledge him that without him, we can do nothing. Just like I've always said that, you know, we cannot use God like an errand boy. We don't invite him to our situation. When we run in trouble, then we begin to run helter-skelter, calling him, come and help us. We should abide in him, and he will abide in us, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Just as mentioned in John 15, you know, the 8th, say, by this my Father is glorified. You know, what it means is that when we come to a right relationship with God, you know, we begin to bear much fruit, and God is being glorified in our life. People will see us, you know, people who know us before, you know, by the time they look at us, they say, indeed, this is a real Christian. I was talking to somebody about, maybe this week, I know a sister, you know, I've been privileged to have a chat with him from his past experience, his life before he got born again, and also now I know him now for like a year, and I've been seeing some fruit in her. So I was telling somebody, I said, well, I don't know much about her, but what I've seen, and from my conversation with her, it seems that her being born again is a genuine one, because there are some things that he said she's not going to do, and the situation has come again presenting that type of situation, and it was so easy, but he said she's not going to go back, that nobody forced her to give her life, that she gave her life by herself. So what it means here, you know, each time God sees us that we bear more fruit, he's happy with us. That is why he's glorified, because we are in the right relationship with him. He doesn't want any other thing to come in between us. He wants us to maintain a right attitude, so that when we abide in him, he abides in us, and when we call upon him, it will be very easy for him to answer whatever we put before him. You know, sometimes it's very important that the Bible says that we should be in the attitude of prayer. What it means is that we have to be right with God anytime, so that we'll be able to come boldly into his presence, so that we'll be us in Jesus' name. You know, it says a further view of this relate to the analogy of the, we've read that one. You know, let's look at if you look at the book of Galatians 5:22, can we quickly open it? Galatians 5:22 is a very popular one that we all know. I want all of us to be there. If you are there before me, you can read Galatians 5.
Yeah.
Yes. Praise the Lord. If you look at where we have read, it's talking about this fruit of the Spirit. That is, you know, the fruit that is expected of us. You know, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. You know, all these things, you know, is not... God wants to see this fruit in us every day of our life, every time. It's not when things are going on well with us alone. Even when things are not going opposite that, you know, opposite the way we want everything to be, God still expect us to love, to be joyful, you know, to have peace within us, you know, to be long-suffering. God does not want us to back up every time we are faced with difficult situation. Every time we want God to do something and it seems not quick enough, God is not expecting us to back up. We should still show kindness to people, every believers, our neighbors, our children, you know, goodness. We have to show goodness in our good work, you know. We have to be faithful. That is it. It's not when, only when everything is, you know, everything is going well for us. Those are the period that we manifest this fruit. No. God expects it every day of our life. And this year will be a different in the mighty name of Jesus. God will approve us and we reign with him in the mighty name of Jesus. It says, some believers excuse themselves from the need to be fruitful by weighing faithfulness above fruitfulness. But it is important for us to be both faithful and fruitful. Bearing fruit is mentioned about 106 times in the Old Testament and 17 times in the New Testament. You know, what we are saying here is that some believers, they said, oh, because I'm fruitful, you know, they wait, you know, they look at the worldly things. You know, I have this. Oh, I have this. And even look at the person who is doing this. This is what is happening to him. That is not the worldly way of looking at it. What we have said before, that when we are fruitful, that people will see the fruit in us. We don't measure our fruitfulness with the things that we can see, because we know where we are going, because the Bible said that he has prepared a place for us, that we are going to reign with it, that we are going to reign with him. He said if it is not so, he won't tell us. So we know where we are going. That is why we cannot compare ourselves to the people of the world, because we are... Our aim is not the same thing. We are aiming for the kingdom of God. You know? So that should be our focus. And God will help us in Jesus' name. I think I'll leave 5 minutes because of our time for questions. Can we quickly glance through our memory verse? Because we are going to meditate upon it throughout this week. And we ask God to speak to us as we propose to abide in him. Question, something that I've not said. For those of us that are just coming, we have been talking about fruitfulness. And to be fruitful in the Christendom means, you know, to show progress in our walk with God consistently, not when things are going right. Even when things are going directly opposite what we expected, we should still be fruitful. And people should be able to see the fruit in our life. Questions, additions. Their spirit and
their life. Their spirit and their life. And Galatians 5:22 says, and now the fruits of the spirit are. So if we change what is in John 6:63, we just replace it with replace what is in Galatians 5:22 with what is in John 6:63. So we can say now that the fruit of the word
Before we pray, we should not forget our memory verse for the week. John 15:5. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your word once again. Father, we ask, O Lord, we invite you to our situation this morning. We invite you to our life afresh, O Lord. Father, enable us, empower us, O Lord, so that we'll be able to abide in you completely in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the grace to understand and do your word in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't want to detach from our root, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy upon us, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. If you're happy, can you just jump on your feet and shout a living hallelujah like a living being? Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Can we close our eyes and be the mode of worship? I want you to say something nice to God. I know God has been good to you over the week. Say something good to him. Tell him how grateful you are. Your father protects you. Your entire family, you are here, your extended family, you hear good about them, they are still alive up to this moment. Say something good to the Lord. Tell him that you are grateful.
Thank you, Lord. We just 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 thank you, Lord